I mean, I kind of was flashing a little bit on Sipilucil tea and how that evolved as an approved therapy. There's one central place everything goes to. Do you think that's the way this is heading?
I do. I think that it's easy to envision. A patient doesn't have to be at a central location. They can have their cells collected locally and shipped to a central location. In the laboratory, they can undergo genetic modification. They get grown in the laboratory. That's about a 2-week process. The cells that are given are actually frozen and thawed before infusion, so they can be shipped back to a local site. And you can envision how this can be done centrally and, in fact, disseminated to many, many places all over the country and all over the world.
So again, for somebody who hears this and says, wow, I've got a patient who seems like they would benefit, what do they do? I mean, do you accept patients or are there trials that are ongoing that people can get enrolled in?
There are indeed. We are actively enrolling patients onto our clinical trials right now with CLL and ALL, as well as lymphoma, as are other centers around the country. ClinicalTrials.gov website is fantastic to try and find out the kind of activity that's around the country. And the way to get involved and get enrolled is often with a phone call or an email. And certainly, we have a good mechanism to try and evaluate patients and get them involved as appropriate.